This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Just go with me on this one for a second, because I'm not sure where you are, but it has been approximately 1,000 degrees in Los Angeles recently. But pretend it's winter. Crackling fire. Good book, glass of wine, maybe two. This is a Friday or a Saturday night, and you're home alone. So how does this sound? Is it great? Or are you thinking, why are we wasting it? Why am I not at dinner or with friends or doing something or doing anything? Maybe it depends on whether you're an introvert or an extrovert. We hear about this all the time, and this is like the stereotypical example. Does it hit the mark? Is it true? Do these terms mean what we think they do? Are introverts shy? I've got questions. Hey, it's Mike here. Thanks for hanging out. Even if you don't usually like hanging out, I'm one of those. I love my friends, but I need alone time. And look, all of this is a spectrum, so we're not dealing in absolutes, and we'll get into it. But here to explain, here to help us, is Dr. Jennifer Konweiler,
a keynote speaker and a champion for introverts.
And author of The Introverted Leader. She's an extrovert, but I like the part where she's kind of a cheerleader. So, doctor, definitions, how do you define all this?
Yeah, so extroversion is really about where you get your energy. And introverts tend to get their energy from within. They don't like as much stimulation as extroverts do. It's not like they necessarily don't like it, but they can only take so much at a time.
If you want to gauge this, kind of ask yourself, after you've been with people, how much would you need a break?
Introverts will say, absolutely, yes, I need a break. It will help them to recharge, to come up with more creative ideas, to be more present. Extroverts, on the other hand, get their energy from out there and from stimulation, and they need more of it to get their brains going. So they will tell you that, yeah, breaks are nice, but I don't need them very often.
So if that's the foundation, do you think we sort of give unfair labels like, oh, they're shy, or introverts, they're lonely, they're not friendly?
Absolutely, Mike. And that's how I got into this work. I'm married to a very strong introvert. And when I was young, and we both were young, I was very confused. We would be out with people, and then he would go back to our tiny apartment and not say a word, you know, for hours. And so there is, in answer to your question, there is quite a bit of bias. You're in the news business, you know, and they go interview somebody who was committed a crime, and they try to find out from the neighbor what the person was like. And they'll say, oh, he was antisocial. We never saw him. He was a real introvert. You know, so over time, that label has taken some negative connotations with it.
Yeah. So remember, you can be something, but you can feel a certain way. You can be an introvert. You can feel shy. The two aren't necessarily linked. If you feel shy at events, maybe you skip them because you hate the feeling. You sweat or your stomach hurts. You're dreading it. But if you're just a quiet person, then maybe you're just quiet. You don't talk much, or you tend to plan your conversations. Lots of introverts, they pre-plan what they're going to say going into something. It's not that they're too shy to go to the party. It's that the party of one or two or three people, it feels so much better to them. Which side outnumbers the other?
Well, that's so interesting. It's hard to get firm data on this, but most studies do say that it's between 40 to 60% either side of the equation.
It flip-flops depending on who you talk to. Some other studies say, no, it's more extroverts than introverts. But I mean this in a nice way. They are louder. They're more noticeable, so they show up more. And you have a certain segment of people trying to make themselves that because, you know, other people kind of expect it, which is a hard version of fake it till you make it.
The reason I keep doing this work, because I mentioned I'm in the workplace, is it's such a missed opportunity. This is how we're wired. You know, there's nothing wrong. And I think if you don't have that awareness, you can really do a number on yourself and do what you're saying, which is to try to turn yourself into an extrovert.
I want to run something else by you that I've read, that the actual information processing is fundamentally different. It takes longer for introverts. They may observe a little more around them, or they run it through memory first or emotion first, which can be good, but also it can be bad because it can take a really long time. Extroverts have what? More of a straight line.
Absolutely. And it's important to let people know that. You know, a lot of extroverts will say they need to, like, I just need to tell you everything I'm thinking on something. And the introvert's like, TMI, too much information. Well, that may be the case. But as an extrovert, you also can maybe plan. I had one couple I was talking with, and she said, we make appointments. He's prepared to really listen.
And the introverts, they are good listeners.
You will find that, you know, in floating an idea around, let's say, they'll listen to all different sides, and then they'll come up with thoughtful preparation on their proposal. And people are like, whoa, where'd that come from? Well, they were listening, you know, whereas the extroverts, one of my granddaughters said to me when I, you know, as I mentioned, I'm extrovert. And 2 years ago when she was like four, she goes, Nina, you need to talk in your brain. Which I thought, I try to remember that all the time.
The wisdom of children.
It's great. The wisdom of children.
They just call it like they see it.
Exactly.
Some extrovert skills now, as you can imagine, more likely to brainstorm. They like to talk. Also wired for enthusiasm. Studies even show you can see this in their faces. They can be more expressive. They're also anti-boring, so they can pull really good stuff out of people in situations. They end up having a lot of adventures. What happens, though, when you get these friends and relationships where you bring the opposites together?
Yeah, we also did research on that. And we call those partnerships genius opposites, because when you get them working, when they get through the tough stuff, then 1 + 1 is a lot more than 2. It's exponential, you know, in terms of what they can achieve. And we were blown away by those, how different you could be. Because what really, you know, Paul Abdul sang, what, opposites attract.
Yes, but, right.
You know, Penn and Teller talked about that in their combination. I read that, you know, they said, we fight like crazy, but the sparks are worth the while because of what we get from it. You know, and if you look at many great inventions like the airplane with the Wright brothers, they were so opposite in personality. And there's so many others. That you see then the results that came because their personality differences, they were able to draw, you know, from those different strengths.
One more thing here before we go. Loneliness. Misunderstanding about that in introverts. I mean, I think there's one side that thinks they're always lonely, which we realize is not true. But then the other side that goes, well, they just don't ever get lonely. They're perfectly happy to be alone every day.
No, they absolutely. Everybody can get lonely. That is definitely a stereotype that's wrong, that introverts don't get lonely. They need people like all of us, but it's just how. I also want to say, Mike, that this is a introversion and extroversion are really a spectrum. And I think what we're learning is that we all have both within us. In fact, Carl Jung, who came up with the term introvert, said nobody was like a pure introvert. You know, like we all have that extrovert side or that introvert side. And I think going back to the pandemic, what was cool is the extroverts who I heard from said that they started to slow down. They had to in lockdown, you know, and they started appreciating and developing that. And it's like a muscle, just like the introverts learn to sort of get out there and talk to people. The extroverts have to learn to be alone and embrace silence. And there's so many riches from that.
So you do you. And if you're feeling like it's not working in some situation, just kind of think about how to hack the system. Pro tip for the extroverts, for your introvert friends, take us to breakfast. Because number one, it's delicious. Two, beginning of the day, so we have the whole rest of the day to do with as we please. And you can talk all you want, because the coffee refills are usually free. Thanks for listening. We'll do this again next week. New episodes on Thursdays. This comes from KNX News 97.1 FM in Los Angeles. Talk next time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.